There's a lunar eclipse on August 27th, 413 BC, sometime around 10:30 in the evening. And Nicias takes that as a sign of disfavor from the gods. They should postpone for 27 days. Everyone's wondering, where do you get 27 days from? It's usually three. The Athenians attempt to fight another naval battle. They fight actually two other naval battles to break out of the harbor and are beaten back because of those barriers. And Demosthenes insists on a fifth battle, since the Athenians still have enough ships and they may have been able to break out. Nicias just refuses. He's demoralized. And his lack of resolve and will, his demoralization, is transmitted to the rest of the army. And finally, Demosthenes, in frustration, agrees that we can't break out by sea. And it's now just a desperate run to get back to Catana, to the north of Syracuse, and retreat over land. The Athenians decide to burn their ships. On September 11th, 413 BC, some 40,000 men on those beaches set out on a march up the Anapus River, hoping to march west and then northwest to Catana. Thucydides gives an absolutely heart-wrenching scene of how the Athenians abandon their sick and wounded, how they burn their equipment and plunder, how the ships are now nothing more than burnt hulks, and how all of those expectations had come to naught. For 4 days, the Athenians try to fight their way up the Anapus River, but they're attacked repeatedly by Syracusan cavalry and light-armed infantry, who often spring up from the stone walls along the olive groves and the vineyards, attacking with missile weapons. Finally, the army calls a halt. Nicias at this point and Demosthenes agree to push south. There's nothing to the south. There's no base. It's essentially a desperate hope to run away from the Syracusans. And over the next 2 days, an absolutely nightmarish retreat occurs where the Athenians are constantly being attacked by Syracusan forces. It climaxes on September 18th in 413 BC when Demosthenes in the rear guard surrenders. Nicias with the main force presses on. And Thucydides tells us at this point the Athenians are just desperately attempting to escape the superior Syracusan forces. And the Athenian army stumbles into a small river in southern Sicily known as the Ossinaris. And Thucydides tells us what happens as follows. The Athenians hurried on towards the river Ossinaris, partly because they were under pressure from the attacks made upon them from every side by the numbers of cavalry and the masses of other troops, and thought that things would not be so bad if they got to the river, partly because they were exhausted and were longing for water to drink. Once they reached the river, they rushed down into it, and now all discipline was at an end. Every man wanted to be the first to get across, and as the enemy persisted with his attacks, the crossing now became a difficult matter. Forced to crowd in close together, they fell upon each other and trampled each other underfoot. Some were killed immediately by their own spears. Others got entangled among themselves and among the baggage, and they were swept away by the river. Syracusan troops were stationed on the opposite bank that actually they had anticipated and secured the river because of the slowness of the Athenian retreat. The opposite bank, which was a steep one, they hurled down their weapons from above on the Athenians, most of whom in a disordered mass were greedily drinking in the deep riverbed. And the Peloponnesians came down and slaughtered them, asephagon in Greek, cutting the throat like a sacrificial animal. There's absolutely no resistance at this point, and the language is very, very vivid in the Greek, especially those in the river. The water immediately became foul, but nonetheless, they, that is the Athenians, went on drinking it, all muddy as it was and stained with blood. Indeed, most of them were fighting among themselves to have it. The slaughter continues until Nicias finally implores Hermocrates and Gylippus to stop the slaughter and surrenders the remaining forces on terms. The disaster is total. Out of those 40,000 men who started the retreat, very few of them ever escaped. Some 6,000 Athenians ended their lives in the dark quarries of Syracuse, and I have visited those quarries, and one cannot think of a more horrible fate. Nicias, who had many friends among the Spartans, was immediately killed by the Syracusans. They were afraid that the Spartans might allow him to get an honorable discharge and go back to Athens. Demosthenes was killed immediately because he was hated by the Spartans. And Thucydides ends these events simply with, so ended events in Sicily for that year. It was a complete catastrophe. Some 160 ships, Athenian plus allied ships, were probably lost. Thousands upon thousands of Athenians fell fighting in Sicily. Perhaps one-third to one-quarter of the entire male population, adult male population of Athens, fell in this venture. And above all, experienced officers, helmsmen, and sailors. And in 413 BC, when the news got back to Athens, it was complete disbelief. The strategic situation had indeed changed dramatically. And the Spartans, who had gone into this war some 18 months earlier, very reluctantly and fearfully, all of a sudden found themselves in a position that they could now wage war in the Aegean and finally bring down that Athenian empire. For Athens no longer had the fleets to keep the Spartans out, and there were now hopes of a Persian alliance.